From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate takes up the new nuclear arms treaty with Russia again this morning. NPR's Paul Brown reports there will be a sixth day of debate and a closed committee meeting on President Obama's top foreign policy priority.
President Obama wants the START II treaty approved before a new Senate is sworn in next month with a slimmer Democratic majority. Republican Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation he'll vote against the treaty in the current lame duck Congress.
I don't think you can have a serious debate between now and January the 4th, given the process and the substance.
But Graham supported bringing the treaty to the floor in the first place. Democrat John Kerry says there's been plenty of debate and plenty of time to consider a treaty that already has the signatures of the U.S. and Russian presidents. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea has completed a live-fire artillery drill on the island that was shelled last month by North Korea. But despite repeated threats in advance of that drill, the North now says the exercise is not worth a military response. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, says South Korea is well within its rights to conduct such drills.
If the events of the last year have shown anything, it is that the Republic of Korea has every need and right to ready its self-defense, having lost 50 citizens simply over the course of the last 9 months.
Rice speaking after the UN Security Council failed to reach agreement on moves to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula, mainly because of differences over how much blame to put on the North. The Council may revisit the issue today. Police in Britain have arrested a dozen men in connection with a terrorism plot, apparently aimed at targets in that country. Authorities say the plot was in its early stages when it was broken up. Heavy snow and frigid temperatures are causing more severe disruptions for travelers across Europe today. NPR's Philip Reeves reports many flights to and from Britain are cancelled.
Some passengers at London's Heathrow Airport, Europe's busiest air hub, have now spent 2 nights sleeping in terminals waiting to head off on their holidays. They've been using makeshift beds or sleeping on the floor under foil blankets to keep out the cold. This havoc is expected to continue for a while, partly because of the disruption to timetables caused by cancellations that have already happened. Other parts of Europe are also being badly hit. Frankfurt International Airport in Germany is reporting more delays and cancellations after a difficult weekend. And in France, flights out of Paris's 2 major airports are being cut by nearly a third. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
More wet, windy weather is forecast for California today. A lingering storm system has already dumped more than 7 inches of rain on parts of the state, causing some minor mudslides. A flash flood warning is in effect for parts of Southern California today, especially mountainous areas that lost ground cover to wildfires in recent years. This is NPR News from Washington. Today is the busiest day of the year for the Postal Service. Postal workers are expected to deliver more than 800 million pieces of mail today. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says there's still time to get cards and packages delivered by Christmas.
If customers get their cards and packages by Tuesday, December 21st, we'll get them delivered by Christmas.
Donahoe says the mail volume today is expected to be about 40% more than on a normal day. France has received a sobering warning from one of the world's top bond rating agencies that the country is in danger of losing its AAA credit rating. Frank Browning reports that word comes as France struggles to sustain austerity moves in the face of ongoing public protests.
Moody's Investor Service and other top bond rating analysts have warned France that it could suffer a sharp downgrade unless it takes dramatic steps to cut its bulging budget deficits. France has promised to get its deficits under control by 2013, but the bondholders are not convinced. In the face of anti-austerity strikes and demonstrations, as well as a growing possibility that President Sarkozy's socialist opponents stand a good chance of routing him in the 2012 elections. The cost of France's public debt in the bond markets has tripled in the last year alone, as bond buyers demand higher interest rates to lend France the money to pay its bills. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
A new study finds that nearly 1 million children in the U.S. live in areas with no nearby pediatricians or family doctors specializing in treating young people. Dr. Scott Shipman of Dartmouth Medical School is the lead author of the study.
Despite fairly substantial expansion in the number of primary care physicians for children, there are still dramatic inequities in children's geographic access to doctors.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.